Kakolosh Boketov, we're just going to continue with the halachot, what we were mentioning. Yesterday, if you remember, we mentioned the famous case of what's going to happen if right now a person has a sha'a, a time of learning before the tefillah with the chavruta, and then he has the tefillah, and it happens that once in a while when he has to go to work, he has to skip out one of them, which means either he's going to pray by himself, and he'll be able to learn with his chavruta, or he'll learn with his chavruta, but then he'll have to pray by himself. And we said, which one was better? So we brought down the name of Silverstein in the Sefer Chashukei Chemed al Baba Kama, that on this question, and he said that it's better sheitpalel betzibur vivatel et limudo, which means it is much more preferable that he would actually pray in a tzibur, and he will not actually have his shiur. So this is actually very, very important, because many times we have this dilemma, right? And now we are faced, and now we don't know what to do. There was a special heter brought down that for a person who is giving the shiur, which means the person that's actually giving the shiur to the public, for him, since he's giving it for the public, he has that heter that if it does happen, he can pray by himself and give the shiur to the public. However, though, it's the Mishnah Berurah also says he shouldn't get accustomed to doing this, because if not, then the me'aretz, which are around, they will actually start learning from his past, and therefore it is very, very detrimental to everyone around them, because obviously tefillah b'tzibur is one of the most important things that we have. Now today we're going to continue with, are we allowed to shorten our tefillah in order to learn? Which means, we have a question to ourselves, how much tefillah do we do and how much of Torah are we supposed to be doing? So there's Rav Chaim Falache in his shoot, Lev Chaim, that he says like this. He says, he was asked, is it permitted to be ma'arich b'tefillah a lot, even if by prolonging the tefillah, they're going to have bitul Torah or not? So he brought down the Rav Lechem Chamudot, that he says, lo yafe osim amrabim tefillot tachrum v'korbanot, v'imkom shal tachrum v'korbanot, tov lo limot Torah Hashem. So he brings down that it's not good to start coming and prolonging in different parts of the tefillah, and instead of that, they should be learning Torah Hashem. Mesechet Shabbat, it says, tamut Torah keneged kulam, which is, that's even keneged yun tefillah. However, though, the Rav Chaim Falache, after quoting the Rav Lechem Chamudot, he says, how could it be? You see a Mesechet Berachot, Zderam Rav Chanina Rav Chanina, kol ha'arich betfilato, and tefillato chozer rekam. The longer that you take for tefillah, the tefillah does not get, and it will not go unanswered. So it is important to take a long time in tefillah. So he says that really, be'emet, there's going to be a difference, right, between the two different opinions. And he says like this: kesheyesh lo la'adam ez tzara o gezera. Listen to the words carefully. He says, if a person is going to have a tzara, a suffering or a decree which is against them, then a person should come and should pray a lot. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu came and he prayed as well, 550 tefillot. Which means like this, he says, if a person right now does not have any decree, which is a very harsh decree against him, so now in such a case, he should only do the tefillot, which Anshei HaKnesset HaGdolah, they instituted. And obviously we should have kavanah the tefillah, but we shouldn't prolong too much. Says why? But then you're right. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. You have Talmud Torah. We're not just going to start adding on millions of tefillot. We have it and that's it. However though, if a person does have a decree against them, then the best person to learn from is Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael and there was a decree against him, he didn't just say, you know what, I'm going to start learning 24 hours until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to listen to me. He started doing tefillot. And he didn't do one tefillah, he did 515 tefillot. Ah, bitul Torah. So the answer is that's not considered bitul Torah, because tefillah, zman tefillah lechud, vizman Torah lechud. The same actually happened with one sort of Moshe Feinstein. Of Moshe Feinstein, they came to him and they told him that there's a person that's very, very sick. So he stopped learning and he said Tehillim. So they said to Rav Moshe, what's going on? He says, what, you're learning Torah? What better thing Torah? He says, yes, Torah is very, very important. But Tehillim is important for a person that is sick, and therefore I have to say the Tehillim in order they should get better. Which means that there's a concept, it's called davar b'itov v'tov, which means every single thing in its proper time. You're right, 100% that Torah is the most important thing that we have, and we're always supposed to be learning Torah. However though, sometimes tefillah overpowers Torah, and in these situations, one of those situations he says is, if there's a harsh decree against us, we must utilize the tefillah in order to turn that away, obviously we have to strengthen ourselves in Torah as well. But the tefillah in itself is very important in order to annul that decree. So therefore, this is in order for us to know to be mekatzer, to shorten the tefillah. So it all depends. If a person is just normal, meaning that he doesn't have any harsh decrees against him, then yes, do exactly what Anshei Knesset Olah taught us, and don't start adding a million of the, you know, nowadays there's sifret tefillot and segulot, for the week we could stay another 3 hours in the Bet Knesset. But rather, he says, but if it's going to be chas shalom that we do have something against us, then we have that we're supposed to come and take our time in tefillah in order that we should annul that decree.